This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. No one wins our brains.
Not gonna take it lying down.
Don't you take it lying down.
Everything's gonna be all right. Evil has been planning this for thousands of years, and now the denial's over. They're rolling in on us. And a lot of people at first are going to greet the globalists as liberators. But as the oppression intensifies, the resistance will explode. And you look at Bill Gates on TV. He used to look happy. He looks like he's dying right now. Because he's got the power to carry his plan out. But as fast as he lays the bricks, it's falling apart under him. I see you. Little Billy Boy Gates and all the trillionaires behind him. They're facing the real judgment. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls right now. And then I've got a piece of news that is so gigantor, I'm sure I'll screw it up and mess it up. I mean, we'll go to a call now. When we start the next segment, I'll briefly hit this huge piece of news. And I even told him, get the old Fox intro. He goes, dun 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 dun. You know, I mean, we should have like dancing girls and, you know, elephants in the studio for this. I mean, this is humongoid. And I'm sure it'll just be like, you know, who cares? But it's what we said 6 weeks ago. It's now confirmed. Holy mackerel. With a cherry on top. But let's go to who's been holding the longest here. Let's talk to Garth in North Carolina. Garth, thanks for holding. I love you. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I've been noticing we're in North Carolina, rural North Carolina, near Asheville. We're noticing the governor came out yesterday, Governor Roy Cooper, and said that the first phase will not start until May 8th, just considering the first phase of opening the economy in North Carolina. What are they waiting for? What's happening here? Something doesn't seem right. You know?
They've just blockaded us. They were under siege, brother, and they believe that the public is so stupid that they'll blame Trump and that we'll vote Trump out of the economy's bad. That's all this is.
The churches are keeping their people scared. I think that the big problem.
Because they're not churches. They're government 501c3 whorehouses.
Yeah. They have taught their people not to understand the scripture and to just listen to what they have to say.
Well, if you're the devil, how do you take over? You hit the church. Look, Rockefellers again, World Council of Churches. They took the churches over. It's the ecumenical movement.
I just wanted to call and say, Alex, keep up a good fight. I've always listened to you since I was a young guy. And keep going, sir.
Well, don't let me interrupt you, brother. I want to hear what you have to say, Garth. What do you make of how crazy this is and out in the open?
Well, I think it's a test for the bigger plan coming.
Exactly.
And I think that we've seen it coming for a while. And between the years from 9/11 to now, they've been setting things up and putting things in motion to take away to where they can surveil us. Ever since you tore apart the TV, ever since you did all the things with Bohemian Grove, all those things they've been putting in place, and now here we are, and we're stuck in a lockdown, and everybody wants to be fearmongers and be afraid of it. When even myself, I feel like sometimes like going out in public is scary or sketchy because
they're all looking for leadership. Look, when I drive down the road in my neighborhood, took me 40 minutes to get to work today because I just drove through the neighborhood and stopped at each family and said, I'm glad you're outside. The virus overall is a hoax. There's less than 1% death rate. It's about Mark.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
God can't defeat the New World Order. You can't. But with God, all things are possible, and we already have, thanks to the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our fortress. He is our general. Our leader. Not Satan, that loser. He will soon be bound and lowered into the pit. And I'm going to be there with you. We're going to see it together. But the whorehouse churches, with all their fake glitter bug stuff, they're not going to be there. And remember that. They're the Pharisees that Christ beat with a whip. All right, let's go to your calls quickly here. And then I've got the huge news I'm going to hit. Start of the next segment, we'll do that Fox intro, okay? Can we do it next segment? Because I want to do the dun, 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 dun. We're going to do it this one. We didn't. Which is okay. It's next one. I get caught up in the moment myself. But let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, good to hear from you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it very much. I wanted just to address something that Mr. David Icke in your interview said that was really important. And he said that he felt he had the power. And when he manifested that power, they were scared and that's why they tried to silence him. Of course, he was basing his power on the fact that you, Alex, and InfoWars and other venues have the power to share, as you do with me on the phone right now. So what I wanted to just say is that just like criminologists know that there's a moment of evidence where the intent of the criminal is revealed to the victim, and the victim realizes at that moment, that very critical moment, that something is going to happen that is terrible for the victim. It reminds me of a classic picture in Life magazine of a baboon facing a leopard, and the leopard's there staring at the baboon, and the baboon's like scared, totally scared, mouth open and in total panic. And it seems to me like we're at that juncture, that moment that you were calling for over and over. So what moment are we at? We're at the moment where we can see the victim and the predator situation. And, of course, at that moment, that's when the solutions are revealed because you know you can run, you can flee, or you can freeze. And I think this is not the time for anybody to freeze. I think this is a time to, as David Icke pointed out, when people find out that they can be educated, as InfoWars does educate over so many, many interviewers and callers that you have, that at that point the electorate gets informed so they can make informed decisions.
And that's why they tried to shut everybody down ahead of this. This has all been pre-planned.
Right. And democracy then becomes an inconvenience that has to be postponed, like trying to threaten the election, trying to threaten the electoral process, of course. So what I wanted to say to you is that the solutions are clear and they're evident, clear, becoming even more clear and evident to us. And I want to tell you that one of them is the fact that people like Bill Gates, in a sense, they're the fear mongers, okay? He's like a sheepdog, you know, going after the sheep, scaring them into the corral. And it is biblical the possibilities that they may have have in mind these people that are eugenicists, okay? And that's clear. It's in the Bible. There's a message of Moses where he declares the plagues. And everybody's house, they put a marker on the door, the ones that are going to be spared versus the ones that are not going to be spared, the mark of the, if you want to call it, of the microchip on you, and those that are going to be spared from those that are going to be vaccinated away. And so this is a very serious moment, because now if they can introduce the legislation which they have, there's no liability for a vaccine that goes bad. And if you have the markers underneath the skin that tell you which one, what vaccine to give whom because of their race or because of their desirability or whether they're essential or not. And I think this is a very serious moment where we have to stop and inform the electorate about what the hell you're going to be. Are you going to be going in the corral because a fearmongers like Bill Gates tell you, wow, 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 or you're going to question, who the hell are you, Mr. Gates? Who educated you in virology? Who are you to make these decisions for us?
Beautifully said. I should take more calls. You know what? On the Sunday show, we'll do 2 hours of calls. Thank you, Carlos. Beautifully said. Let's play a clip from 2008 where they're talking about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's real name and how it's the human depopulation operation. Here's that clip.
In 1997, Dr. Zabin got a call from a friend in Seattle about a potential funding source for an organization that would focus on international population and reproductive health. Bill and Melinda Gates, with just a little money to spend, but a lot of skepticism about the academic approach, agreed to meet with Lori Zabin and her colleagues at Johns Hopkins, and they came away impressed. In 1998, Dr. Zabin became the founding director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control.
Bill and Melinda Gates run worldwide depopulation, and they admit it. But why don't they ever call it the Bill and Melinda Gates Population Control Group? Because then you go, well, what's that mean? Well, that means eugenics. And then, again, there's some arguments that a lot of poor people are having too many kids, and welfare to poor people to have kids is a bad idea. The same leftists did that to create a big dumb herd of people to then use as a weapon against the middle class. It's a Hegelian dialectic. But the average academic is told, hey, there's too many poor people. We're going to secretly start getting rid of them. That's why they have secret testing. The whole things they've been caught doing is to test and see who will go along with this. They're really just building a group of psychotics who get good people to work for them, believing they're doing it to save the earth. That's really the macabre endgame. All right, let's talk to Dave in Utah. Dave, you're on the air. We'll go to Deborah and others.
Yes, Alex. How are you today?
Man, I am just born again hard.
Well, heck, let me tell you, Alex, you guys deliver time and time again. The thing about it is I have a ton of your products, been listening to you since the beginning. You know, I thought I was probably one of the only few people out here in Utah doing this kind of thing, at least trying to get the word out when I was a young man, about 33 years ago. But let me tell you, I got a ton of your products, got your food supplies, all that stuff. Let me tell people out there, you better take the advice and get your food supplies very quickly, because let me tell you, I have someone that's very dear to me who works for a very large transportation company here out of Utah, and they are nationwide, North America-wide. And let me tell you, there's a lot of supply chains that are cut down that not a lot of people know about, and I get updates from this person about, you know, weekly on this stuff, and I'm telling you, it's a lot more grimmer than people think, and you just can't turn the economy on just like that.
Well, Dave, stay there, because I want you to be able to elaborate on this. When I get on air and I tell people that they're starting to have food shortages and that the warehouses are empty and that things are collapsing and that 30 million people are now starving to death in the third world because of this, that's the UN's own numbers. And I don't just believe the UN. I went and checked them. It's probably worse than that. And so I talk to people in food delivery, in food service, in warehouses, in storable foods, in regular foods. They're all telling me that the food comes in, it's shipped out now. It used to be stockpiled, and that now there's not enough work to ship food, and the food's starting to run out. And again, that's what a depression does. Once you shut down all these thousands of small suppliers, then it causes a chain reaction.
That's exactly right, and we can see some of that. We can see some of that here in the, you know, in our own state here. and as well as going into some of these, these big box stores like Costco and stuff like that. They're going to allow so many people in, but the thing about it is they got all this stuff that's going bad and they can't even sell it. And it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I got another year's supply from you guys, you know, ordered at the end of February because you could see what's coming. I've been prepared for this stuff for decades, for at least 20 years. And
well, that's another thing. Look how all the preppers and the patriots are right. The UN always said, I think I forgot that document, the UN World Food Head was a woman then, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, she said, we will use food as a weapon. I forget her name. Look up UN World Food Program Head says, we will use food as a weapon. God bless you, Dave. I really appreciate you. Anything else?
You bet. Hey, you know what? If Warriors stay strong, have hope, God's with us.
Absolutely. God bless you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, this news really deserves some fanfare. It's very sad news, but exposing this could bring down the globalism. Sirens, enemy bombers coming in to drop bombs on you. Isn't that really what matters? But see, in the 21st century, you don't send in bombers to bomb people. You send in testing kits. And, oh, it's an accident China has. They just so happen to have the testing kits right in the same room with the virus. And they just so happen to accidentally put it on the needles that went in your arms and give it to you. And they also wiped their shoes with the mask and shipped them over. And the governor of California, the governor of New York, ordered you to wear the used mask. Because we're not in rundown Chinese cities where they have open sewers and all the rest of it, where the government doesn't care about the people when the people have given up. So there's the Ars Technica story. This is in Bloomberg as well. CDC's failed coronavirus tests were tainted with coronavirus, feds confirmed. Remember Fauci saying, oh, don't worry, don't shut anything. And he was flying thousands back. And Trump was like, you shouldn't be flying people in from China. Let's block that. Let's block Americans till they're quarantined. Fauci, oh, no, Mr. President, in February, mid-February, sir, it's fine. More like they're bringing it here to incubate it. Because Fauci's involved with Bill Gates, and it happened. Think about that. Fauci is a master villain, like out of a James Bond movie. And we knew this back then, but now it's confirmed. The CDC goes, yeah. Twofold. We had false positives because the tests had all been marked with the coronavirus, and they believe the test gave people coronavirus. Imagine if Trump shipped over some tests and they were infected in China. It'd be off of his head. But, oh, Fauci. Let's put Fauci back on screen. He's so smart. He wanted all the Chinese here. Said fly them here. He wanted to fly Americans in untested. They released people that had COVID-19 on the streets of Texas, California, New York, Florida, Michigan. And then the lady that created the test at the Wuhan lab, she runs all of Facebook censorship over the science division. They're the fact checkers that when Trump says it came out of Wuhan, well, she says it's not true because she knows she worked at Wuhan. Of course, she never tells you she worked there, but that she has that conflict. And these people have nothing but disdain for you. They think you're totally stupid and you don't know what's going on. No, it's a real virus that they own that spreads really fast so everyone can be infected with it, even though it's not very deadly, unless you're 89 years old and, you know, had 14 heart surgeries or hanging on to life by your toenails. But again, you want it novel. It's his. It's Gates's. You can't, again, patent something that's natural. You've got to patent like a drug. Can't patent vitamin C. Can't patent fish oil. Can't patent vitamin D3. You need to have an artificiality. So it's a new little dropping, little egg that Bill Gates put out for you, and little Fauci all quacking around and saving us, and their little sick cult. And they're totally freaking out because 30-40% of the public hates their ass now and knows. And so they're just trying to, but you look at Gates, he's really freaked out because he may have a bunch of people submitting to him, but he knows if 1% know he's doing this, he's done. It's more like 30%, 40%, Jack. So what's he going to pull? They'll probably release any more deadly bioweapons soon. I mean, we're in bad shape, folks. They've made their move. They dropped the hammer. And that man heads up the most satanic power force on earth. So he's coming with a needle for you and your family. What are you going to do? All right. Here he comes. He says he wants to kill you publicly. And he wants to put something in your body because he loves you. See, the meta, they go, why does he say he wants to depopulate us? But then he says he wants to save us. They have to metaphysically put the notice somewhere. It's a legal thing. He has to put the notice there. And then once the notice is there, then he can do whatever he wants. So we have free will. But God goes, you know, my children just don't have free will. You got to warn them. You got to tell them. Because, you know, Satan goes up and has audiences with God and says, I want to do this. And I'm like, nope, not doing it. You have to trick them to do all these bad things and denounce me. They have to beg for you to destroy them first. Satan goes, okay, I'll treat them to hate themselves, train them to hate America, train them to hate their children. And he goes, like, okay, well, then you can do it. Because Bill Gates thinks he's midwifing the end of humanity. He's midwifing the end of his existence. Bill Gates is going to be dumped into a particularly nasty area of the universe, I can assure you. Chris in Washington, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going?
Crazy times, brother. What do you think's going on right now?
Oh, too much, buddy, too much. So I live in the devil's state. It's great. But I've noticed everything that they're putting on the mainstream media about Washington State is total BS. Total. There's no National Guard here. They said the National Guard was on the west side of the state. When it wasn't on the west side, it was on the east side. Either or, total BS. Total BS. They're just trying to scare you.
Just yeah, they now admit that the hospitals are empty in Europe and the United States. They're just empty.
Oh, yeah, I just had brain surgery in March, and it was dead. Dead. No one in there. And our governor, Governor Inslee, whenever Trump's on TV, he has to be on TV doing the same exact thing during his press conference, trying to take away all the, info and brainwashing you. It's this way, not that way. This way, not that way. And I'm looking outside right now. Someone's walking down the sidewalk with a mask on. And no one's near them. What the heck?
Well, they want to submit because they make it like heroic. Like, be a hero. You're like in the special forces behind enemy lines fighting Hitler and Red Skull. If you just put the mask on, and what you're really doing is buying into their propaganda. God bless you, sir. I really appreciate your call. All right, we have him coming up on the other side. Dr. Dick Baggett, who trailblazed it all. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. So many incredible reports are banned out of video. The only way they get out is you.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We've got a rally in defiance of the tyranny saying you can't close America. That links up on InfoWars.com. I'll be out there. Owen Schroeder's out there. We need even more people out there. The media called us terrorists on The View, so much more. Separately, I was walking down the hall just now, and I had one of the crew members go, is this really your last broadcast? And I said, I didn't say that. They go, I know, but the Internet is. Well, the Internet's going to do it at once. They're going to edit things together. They're going to, you know, say things I didn't say. I said this could always be anybody's last broadcast. This should be your last day driving down the highway. But yeah, with the stuff going on and the censorship and the control, the depression and the globalists just escalating everything with this shutdown, who knows? This could all be our last day anytime. So treat yourself, your wife, your husband, your friends, your family that way. And I'm giving myself that speech because you can get stressed out during this and I can be a jerk sometimes. And I just try to give it all to God, just be positive, not have fear, and just thank God that we're aware of what's going on and saying no to it. But also getting prepared. And so we got a lot of big specials running right now. Some of these are going to have to end soon. And who knows how long InfoWars will be here. You know, you get your order in for supplements, it ships out the next day. Trouble food takes them a few weeks, but we have it in stock. They just got to package it. Other folks don't have it. I'd get your trouble food now, InfoWarsStore.com. But all the other stuff ships out the next day. Try iodine, 60% off. Sermel Vitality, 35% off. Biomineral Fusion with the zinc, 50% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. We have the limited edition COVID mask. I mean, there's InfoWars on it. If you're not giving in to the fear. If you want to wear a mask, we've got masks. They want to make you wear them in a lot of places. We're under martial law. It's an act of submission. It's a cone of shame. It's a burqa, basically. I get it. Why are we selling burqas if we're against Islam? Well, I mean, if you're in an Islamic, you know, terror state of the New World Order, you got to wear one. Maybe it's a disguise to wear. The point is we got them. They're there. They're like, hey, you want to sell these masks? They're made in Texas. I go, yeah. I guess at some point I may have to wear one. I'm already getting thrown out everywhere not doing it. So I guess, you know, it's like a little the InfoWars bandit. I know this. I'm being loud in the stores when I'm in there. So that's all available. But let's go ahead and now go to Dr. Nick Begich. Thank you so much, Doc, and we love you, brother.
Hey, thanks, Alex. It's always great to be with you guys. And I know this has been really a stressful period, I think, in everyone's life right now, just looking at how things have gone. Everything's disrupted. I mean, it's such a frustration, no matter what you do, no matter where you go. Everyone's talking in a muffled voice. So I guess we just have to stick with this a little bit. I guess here in Anchorage, the idea is that on Monday they're supposed to bring down some of these restrictions. You know, we had our local community objecting to this yesterday. It made our news yesterday. Again, you know, everything is kind of hung up, and the argument being made here in Alaska is, you know, business owners, they want their employees safe. They want their customers, obviously, safe. And so, you know, people will use good judgment. I mean, come on. America gets it, and at the same time, trying to decompress some of the misinformation has been the biggest challenge. And I think coming out of this, the mainstream media hits another low as people realize you can't trust it, number one. And number two, in terms of government feedback at the state, local, national level, it's just nothing but confusion. No one's getting good data. No one's getting good information. And they're overreacting to a lot of the information that's coming out of the mainstream. One of my dear friends, you know, we've been in some conversations about this, and he does the standard feed, you know, CNN, Bloomberg, and Fox. And what I was trying to tell him is, look, if that's where you're getting your news that you're going to plan your life around, you're too late. I mean, you're about a month to a year too late. The alternative media, this media, has always been ahead of the curve. And I've worked with Alex for over 25 years, since the very, very beginning. And in all of that, you know, when I think back, there's been times.
You have been totally ahead of the curve, Doc. I'm sitting here listening to you while I eat my lunch. I'm stopping interrupting, but it's been ridiculous how you've been ahead of the curve and predicted it all because you were going off their own reports.
Right. And, you know, when you and I were starting to, you know, together, you know, kind of taking this thing on from different angles, you know, we kept running into the same kind of data consistently. And it wasn't like you didn't have to make anything up. The reality was just so extreme, and nobody was seeing it, and no one was reporting on it. And to me, that became the void that needed to be filled. And, you know, over the years, I've worked with hundreds of reporters. I've worked with lots of documentaries on the technology issues, obviously, but also on the politics, the natural resources, the economy, the things that come together to form the reality that we call the world we're in. And to kind of flip it around, I mean, when you talk about fake news, how about fake food, fake news, fake nutrition, fake currency, fake, fake, fake? I mean, where's the reality in all of this? And that's what I think the info warriors certainly have been dialed into for as long as this broadcast has been on the air. And it's one of the reasons that I'm doing this every Friday with the guys. You know, a couple years ago, when Alex was going through some rough things, you know, in terms of the network and his family, all the attacks that were coming on, that's when I decided it's time to double down with the people that have been there since the beginning, since we all were predicting this from different angles, this technocracy, what's evolved here in the country. And now we're seeing the biggest opportunity for globalists to assert a very different agenda, one of absolute control, and that which we have been reporting about forever. You know, and it's a war over consciousness, over our minds, over our awareness, over what we decide to do, over our choices even, in terms of what we do as free and sovereign souls. And this is what gets lost in the collective shuffle that's going on right now. And if you think about vulnerability and vulnerable populations, the elderly right now, and we see that, and this is always the case when you have flu viruses of every kind. Anytime that you have an outbreak, you need to protect the most vulnerable. And these are the very, very young and the elderly and those whose immune systems are compromised, which today in America, unfortunately, is a significant portion of the population. Now, something I've said and has been said on this program and others is that this circulated long before it was openly reported. This began circulating in November. I was traveling internationally in January, and already the third world was addressing it. And when the Trump administration announced freezing flights to China and everybody objected, he was correct. He was actually doing what others were already doing by my own witness traveling around the planet at the time. What I know absolutely is vulnerable populations are always at risk, and we should be mindful of that. But beyond that, when you look at the numbers that are coming out now as they begin to test larger segments of the population and find out that so many people were in fact infected, but basically were either immune, it didn't affect them in a way that was overt, or was so subtle, it just passed through. But the antibodies are showing up in the blood test, which tells us that this has been around a very long time, circulating much longer than has been reported, which also means that the percentages of those fatalities is much lower than the mainstream has been reporting. And over time, we'll see that unravel. The other thing, again, the mainstream has missed this, but there's 30 strains now. You cannot create a virus inoculation that's going to deal with 30 different strains. That's not the science, at least not the science that we've heard about. When you start to think about this, it's building hope, which is a nice thing to have, but let's build it on a foundation of facts rather than a foundation of fiction. That's what the InfoWar has always been about. That's what you have always been about as listeners and participants. You are the tip of the spear, and this is Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I always think about, you know, these particular times when the stress is like unbelievable, and you know, we're all sort of trapped in our homes, or a bunch of us are these days, and you know, we can be pretty hard on each other and hard on our families, hard on our friends. We don't mean to be. It's just, it is frustrating. And so remember to catch yourself when you can. I know things boil over, but I got a trick. I taught it to my youngest child, and it's really a simple one, and it's one I really recommend. And I want to share it now because it's always good to have a few things up your sleeve, you know, when things get stressful. And one of the simplest things is, as you feel that anxiety rising, that anger rising, or those emotions rising that you know you really don't want to display, as soon as you feel them, don't let them take you like a wave, like an emotional wave dragging you down the beach of life. Stop for just a moment and take a breath. And as you notice that emotion, you know, it's, acknowledge it. It's for real. If you're fearful or if you're angry, those are real. You don't just say, oh, I can just pretend they go away. That doesn't work. They're real. So acknowledge them. See them. And as soon as you see them, you actually control those emotions and you can convert them into something else. So that that anger, that anxiety becomes something highly productive. It becomes something that can be sort of neutralized and reframed. So you get the shock jolt that you need to get engaged, because that's what those emotions are about. But then you let the rest of you take control as the whole human being that you are, take control of your life and recognize your sovereign soul and make changes. The stuff coming at us is going to come at us all the time. I mean, I think about sort of the news that's been missed in the most in the midst of all this. You know, we forget that there was World War III about to begin, that there were droughts in North Africa. You know, a lot of things were going on, and it's just kind of been forgotten as if it evaporated. And there's a big disconnect from Wall Street and Main Street. I mean, if you've been paying attention to what's going on in the markets, it's totally disconnected from anything we've seen. And the only reason it's happening is there is a huge floodgate of money. And then the question is, well, why hasn't we, are we going to see inflation? And we may not, because you have velocity of money coming in, but a lot of money being removed. So aggregate money in the system is significantly reduced, at least in terms of how it's circulating. So who knows? You know, I go back and I was reflecting on this recently. You know, you go back to kind of where all the fiat started and sort of the inflation curve started. And you can pick it up and, you know, when they confiscated gold in the 1930s under the Roosevelt administration, confiscated gold, and then they jacked the price and then froze it. Now, what happened, and a lot of people don't know this, but then during World War II, gold mining and silver mining and non-industrial metals mining was stopped in the United States. You couldn't do it anymore. We were still having a gold rush here in Alaska, but it stopped. The brakes came on. They were still mining right up until World War II, and then they shut everything down as non-priority, and then the war began. Now, what they did in Canada and Australia, they continued to allow the mines to operate, and they gave them even a priority because economically it was as important to the regions they were operating in. And so if you look around the world today, what they call the junior mining industry in the precious metals area predominantly is British Columbia, Canada, and Australia, because these countries kept that industry going. And most of the big developments going on in Alaska are being opened up by junior mining companies coming out of British Columbia, Canada, and Australia, even today, because we let ours die. And then after the war, what happened to all of the inflation that kicked on during the war years essentially tripled all the prices. Labor tripled, materials tripled, but gold was frozen. And so the industry never came back, although we have now being developed in Alaska several world-class gold mines. Go look it up. Several are already operating and more are coming online. But think about that as an entire industry being shut out. You know, and Alaska was one of those regions that were shut out. We never got a railroad completed to this state. So a fifth of the national treasury in terms of national resources has no economic route to the lower 48 states where value can be added. And in that adding of value, we can do something, you know. And I think this rethinking of the supply chain, the global supply chain, perhaps will bring attention back to this region of the country that needs that infrastructure that other regions have enjoyed. You know, it was the westward movement that changed everything. But going back to the gold issue for a moment, it was the 1970s, the early 70s under the Nixon administration that the gold window closed. And we quit, you know, settling our foreign obligations with gold. We wouldn't allow that anymore. It was like, you had taken the paper like everyone else. And then what happened? We had inflation, and shortly thereafter, as the inflation kicked in and they tried to create wage and price freezes, which was totally disconnecting again from real economic factors. And right about then, the oil embargo happened, and oil, for years stuck at $3 a barrel, all of a sudden escalated and went crazy. And this is the early 70s. This is when my dad was still in the United States Congress. A lot of things were happening, and everyone forgets sort of the backdrop of what was going on. This is when Kissinger and Nixon went into China and created the first Chinese virus, right? And it was an economic one because it slowly eroded the entire West and replaced all of our manufacturing capacity and debased it to China, debased everything that was coming in the 21st century in industrial development and handed it off and just let our country get gutted in exchange for bankers and financial transactions that don't produce a single thing. You know, they don't produce real wealth. Real wealth, as I've said before, are four factors of economic production. Read it in any basic economics book, and it is entrepreneurship, labor, land and natural resources, and fourthly, factories, things that make things, capital equipment. Even a shovel can be that. A squeegee cleaning your window is capital equipment, ladies and gentlemen. These are things that can build wealth. Currency, when it's debased, ask them in Zimbabwe. I could show you a $1 billion bill. You can't wipe your rear end with it because it's too uncomfortable. And that's the only utility left in a besides start fire. And are we going to see that in the U.S.? Maybe not. You know, so many contracts across the world are valued in U.S. dollars in that fiat. And so what's happening now as we walk into this disaster? What we're finding out is that the disconnect between supply and demand and actually getting delivery, try and get delivery at your local dealer, an ounce of gold at the normal 1.5% premiums that were charged before all of this. Because now the premiums are as high as 20% on silver coins. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? How do you get a market disconnect that far off? And you look at the paper gold, paper metals, they are so leveraged that if people start making demands for delivery, this whole house of cards collapses. Because the real price should be escalating, but you have paper. You know, again, this phony market system that is totally disconnected from reality and from Main Street. Because why is the market going up when we have higher unemployment than any time in the history of the United States? Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Does this make any logical sense? Is there a bubble that no one has bothered to tell you has popped? I think so. And I think we're going to see the second wave of what's happening. And it has nothing to do so much with the virus as it has to do with an economic wave that is going to crush a huge segment of people that have viewed themselves as economically stable. This is a very dangerous time, and it's a time when we need, again, a calmness so that we don't lose control of the ball that's in front of us. As this thing starts to open back up in Monday here in Anchorage, we're supposed to start opening up our economy again. We're supposed to be opening up our lives again and claiming our sovereignty. And as we come out of the fog of what's been happening, let's take stock of who we are as human beings. Let's take stock of what we are as created human beings. And let's think about how do we go forward in a way that is balanced and that gains back this republic from folks that would like to squish the very life out of each one of us. Now is the time to rise into what we are, to recognize each other, to stay calm, and to allow the fire to be lit in us that changes the world in front of us. That's what we're called to do in the 21st century. We're not quitters. We're not weaklings. We're not dust at the feet of anyone. We are living, vibrant souls. You are the tip of the spear. Thanks for being here this Friday. Have a great afternoon, and let's change.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The soup.